MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The U.S. National Science Foundation says it will demolish the Sacramento Peak Observatory, also known as the Sunspot Solar Observatory, after years of reduced operations and recent safety concerns involving the Richard B. Dunn Solar Telescope. The site will remain closed to the public indefinitely. Last month, the NSF said liquid mercury was discovered on a platform inside the Dunn Solar Telescope, which was built in 1969. That led to the closure of the site as well as the visitor center. The telescope features a 250-ton optical system that smoothly rotates by floating on 120 gallons of liquid mercury. The NSF says the most prudent course of action right now is to remove the liquid mercury, which will render the telescope inoperable. Once the liquid mercury is removed, the NSF says it will move forward with demolishing the telescope. And New Mexico's judiciary is expanding its network of interpreters to help address a growing need for language access services for jurors and people in court cases who have a limited proficiency in English or are deaf or hard of hearing. In the 2025 fiscal year, interpreting services were provided in 87 languages in New Mexico courts. The five most frequently requested languages are Spanish, American Sign Language, Navajo, Arabic, and Vietnamese. Four newly certified court interpreters and four justice system interpreters were recently added to the roster of people available to provide interpreting services in New Mexico courts. With those additions, the Language Access Services has brought on six fully certified interpreters and a dozen JSIs over the past 2 years to expand coverage across New Mexico. And the New Mexico State Parks Division is conducting an online survey to gauge public opinion on how to improve the state's outdoor recreation landscape. The survey results will be incorporated into a new statewide comprehensive outdoor recreation plan. The SCORP must be updated every 5 years for the state to continue receiving funding from the Land and Water Conservation Fund, a federal grant program that has helped to pay for more than 1,200 outdoor recreation and conservation projects across New Mexico since 1968. Go to bit.ly/NMSCORP to participate. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.